Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Most cities in the Great Lakes region share a lot of the same problems and opportunities. It follows that we're also all looking for solutions to those problems. While some issues can be addressed regionally throughout the Great Lakes, like water issues, for example, the cities themselves are competing with each other and the rest of the country and world to solve our problems. For example, many Great Lakes cities have dwindling populations, high unemployment, and a rust belt perception. One of the ways that cities have been able to increase population, job creation, and vitality is by attracting immigrants. But it's competitive out there. Most cities are looking to attract the talent immigrants that statistics show create businesses and jobs at a higher rate than the native-born. For details and case studies of this fact, check out Richard Herman and Bob Smith's excellent book, Immigrant Inc. Our neighbors to the southeast say on their Global Pittsburgh webpage, quote, "Once the center of America's industrial age, the Pittsburgh region has transformed itself into a modern post-industrial society on the cutting edge of the information age, now a center for information technology, life sciences, advanced manufacturing, and finance and insurance. In the information age, just as in the industrial age, the Pittsburgh region's growth has been fueled by immigrants who brought their talent, skill, energy, and diverse cultures to our doorsteps. You can see this heritage in Pittsburgh's many neighborhoods, places of worship, and national festivals," unquote. And our neighbors to the northwest just, on July 18th, hosted a conference on immigration and Michigan's economic future at Wayne State University. The conference was sponsored by New Michigan Media, a network of ethnic and minority media providers in Michigan, and Global Detroit, a regional economic development initiative that seeks to capitalize on the economic assets of immigrants in the international community. Over 500 diverse people attended the event, and it grabbed national media attention. Speakers included Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder, the Mayor of New York City Michael Bloomberg, city councilmen, business people, and all kinds of immigrant and media leaders. Fortunately, we have a series of initiatives taking place in Cleveland, including Global Cleveland and, as may I humbly say, clevelandpeople.com. But it is important to stress that this is a very competitive arena, and the cities that succeed in building population and talent will be those that act swiftly and comprehensively. We need a sense of urgency. If we allow other cities to get further ahead of us in establishing themselves as an aggressively welcoming, immigrant-friendly city, it will be much more painful for a much longer period of time than a Browns loss to the Steelers or a Tribe loss to the Tigers. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.